The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be careful not to parade your good deeds before men to attract their notice. By doing this, you will lose all reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give alms, do not have it trumpeted before you. This is what the hypocrites do in the synagogues, in the streets, to win men's admiration. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you give alms, your left hand must not know what your right is doing. Your almsgiving must be secret. Your Father, who sees all that is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not imitate the hypocrites. They love to say their prayers standing up in the synagogues and at the street corners for people to see them. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you pray, go into your private room. When you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in that secret place. And your Father, who sees all that is done in secret, will reward you. When you fast, do not put on a gloomy look as the hypocrites do. They pull long faces to let men know they are fasting. I tell you solemnly, they have had their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that no one will know that you are fasting except your Father, who sees all that is done in secret. And your Father, who sees all that is done in secret, will reward you." The Gospel of the Lord. Saying to the children this morning, because you always get the good answers about what was going on in the country. They recognized the Diamond Jubilee, but also, of course, sport, the Olympics. And I was challenging them about what you have to do, what they have to do. I've never done it. What they would have to do to be fit and ready for the Olympics. And they came up with, of course, going to the gym, exercising, eating vegetables. It's interesting. That was one girl's answer. She was quite keen that we realized that. And what they recognized was that you've got to go into strict training if you're going to achieve anything. And, of course, as they all understand, however many are involved in all the Olympics, not everybody can win, but you go out to win. That's what you try. And however hard and however difficult it may be, we try and the aim is there. And they knew all that. And it was just a reminder in a way, so vividly for them, that in a way that's what Lent is all about. It's like that time of training for us to concentrate afresh, or say, you know, if we're doing it 365 years, it doesn't actually work. But sometimes you've got to give that concentration. And that 40 days gives us something to aim for, that at the end of it, we will have improved. And what the Lord puts before us tonight, always the traditional things, which is prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. Or prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It doesn't matter which way around they come. But if we look always at prayer, and when Jesus is speaking there, he's speaking of that private, personal prayer that we have, not the gathered community, which is what we are. That, of course, is prayer. The whole Mass is a prayer. But it's the private prayer that we have at home. It's that little intimate sort of relationship we have with God. Of course, when we hear, we come and we pour out our heart in prayer to the Lord. Of course we do. That's absolutely right, and he's not criticizing that in the slightest way. But he's saying, too, we need that time. And maybe Lent comes as that reminder that sometimes there's to be an off switch on whether it's the mobile phone or your computer or your television or whatever it is. Sometimes you've got to say off. And a bit of silence. What was interesting with them this morning was, and I know in school they've been doing it, spending a little more time when they can just sit and be quiet. And ever since I've been here, I've always been amazed that our children in the school, when they hear, I mean, some of them are here by 9:30 for a mass at 10, they didn't end till 11, and they sit in a long time, they were so quiet, they were so good. And they knew something about that sense of quiet and silence. And it came through two or three occasions in either what we sang, Dear Lord and Father, we speak, you know, in silence and stillness, a still small voice, and it's giving as gentle a silence. It kept coming through. One of the things I've put in the Lent leaflet that will be available at the weekend is a letter from the Bishop of Aberdeen that speaks of how important silence and God coming in silence is, because that's the time we want. And that's what the Lord says. Go to your inner room, shut your door, peace and quiet with the Lord. And maybe what it's saying, in our busy, noisy world, we need some time with that prayer. The fasting, I've been amazed in the last two or three days how much on Classic FM they've been talking about what people are giving up for Lent and all the different things, and speaking about fasting. It's quite interesting that it seems to be coming around. I can remember a few years, and I've said it while I've been here as well, that everybody knows about Ramadan and they don't joke about it. But they seem to make fun of us Christians if we fast. But the Lord, and it's always been part of any religious discipline, has been able to sort of still ourselves, or as the little girl said this morning, eating your vegetables, not just what you want, all your chocolates and all the other fattening foods, but the vegetables, we know. And it's there saying, have we got control of our bodies? That's what it's all about. Can we manage to do without? Just as that off switch is there on, as I say, the computer or the television or your phone or whatever it is. So the Mother Hubbard's cupboard needs a lock on it on certain things so that we can say no to those things. But in order that, and I think one flows into the other, the control we've got over our bodies, as it were, in order to be of service for others in the almsgiving. And you'll see that the CAFOD notice I've put up there, it says that the government will match 50% with what people give in charity for overseas aid. And CAFOD is Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, giving, matching pound for pound of what we're going to give. Family fast days a week on Friday, all those things coming up. A reminder of that, giving up something in order that others and may have something from us. And however straitened times are, and we know that they are, certainly is true, and Cornwall is certainly a place where that is absolutely true. We know so many other places around the world far, far worse than we are. So it's the traditional things that are always put before us. And like you often know, I shall say to you, it's the traditional that often works, because they tried and tested from as far back as Joel's time, 3,000 years ago about. All those centuries, we've known that truth. Time for prayer, time for fasting, time for almsgiving, as we seek to walk nearer to the Lord, who, as Joel reminded them, is merciful and compassionate and loving and kind. So that at the end of it, we would be more like that.